Well, another great artist died yesterday.
Yeah.
Prince, as you know, was found dead yesterday. Still not sure exactly why, and as soon as somebody tells us, we'll certainly let you know.
This has been quite the year, and it's only April.
Yes, it's turning, well, we're at that time, you know? Although I don't think we could have predicted Prince. He was only 57. You know, I'm fully expecting rockers in their 70s and 80s. Sure. But 57?
Yeah.
We won't even speculate on what it is till we hear about it, but...
The speculation is out there.
It's
TMZ is reporting that it looks like he suffered a drug overdose before when they say they had to make an emergency landing, and they said he had a bout of the flu.
With the flu. That's the first thing they said.
So it is out there, but we don't know for sure. Autopsy being done today.
Wall-to-wall coverage on the news stations on TV yesterday, and I'm watching CNN, Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah.
And there was a moment there where I immediately thought, oh, that's like Randall in the 5:30 news.
What happened?
Well, listen to what Wolf is saying. They're talking about Prince.
Active over all of these years, writing music, performing soundtracks for major motion pictures. All of us, of course, remember Purple Haze and what that did for the world of music.
Yeah, Purple Haze.
Purple Haze.
I think he meant Purple Rain. Well,
of course he did.
Yes.
Well, come on, that happens.
Every day at 5:30, yes.
I don't know. There's breaking news going
down. I don't know. With most stories, Wolf seems out of touch anyway.
Come on.
Well, Wolf is up there.
Yeah.
These things happen. Come on, guys.
He's almost 70.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
Give him a break. Cut him some slack. Purple Rain, Purple Haze, you know.
Come on. Yeah.
It is purple.
I know. We cut you slack when you do it every second day on the 5:30 news.
I do not.
All I have to say is RIP Wolf Blitzer's credibility.
Oh, come on.
Not true.
Thinks Randall doth protest too much.
Yeah, just a little.
Doc and Woody, every weekday morning, 5:30 to 9, Shea 106.